Shavuot Tov world. Today's daf in the second Nedarim brought to you from Eretz HaKadesh is daf Lamed Beit. And we were in the middle of the sukkah of Moshe Rabbeinu's delay at doing the Milah. And that was, we were talking about why that happened, what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at. And the question now is, did we have a wrong reading on this completely, and it wasn't Moshe at all that was in danger, which is Rechimim ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, we actually did this, this is where we finished up, I think, on Erev Shabbos. Lo l'Moshe Rabbeinu b'kesh satan l'arog el aloto tinok, shenema ki chatan damim atali, tseyur e miko rui chatan. Where we get the idea of a chatan? The chatan is the one that is the center of attraction in this mitzvah. Miko rui chatan, havi omer zat tinok. So to continue from where we left off, Dorash Reb Yehuda bar Bizna, b'sha'ash nitrashel Moshe Rabbeinu min hamila, bo af v'chema, siritu malachim. These are very dangerous malachi Kabbalah. One is called af, and one is called chema. And they came and they swallowed him up. One swallowed him up from the top of his head, and one swallowed him up from the bottom of his feet, and they met right at the Mila, which is how it is that Zipporah realized, apparently we better do something about that. So, miyad vatikach Zipporah tzor vatichrot et orlat binah. Miyad vayiref bimenu. And as soon as that happened, away went that malachim. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was quite angry at this. Kind of chutzpah, malachim trying to swallow him up, so he decided they ought to go, you know. Be'otor sha'ar b'kish Moshe Rabbeinu l'organ. Heref mi'af v'azov chema. So he was mavakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically, to get rid of these malachim. But in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let them go, let them go. I was the one who sent them. That's pshat heref mi'af. But others say that Lamaisa, he actually did destroy chema. Shenemar chema einli. So you see that something must have happened to chema. So by the time of Yeshayo, there was no chema. How does that happen? Must be that Moshe Rabbeinu knocked him off. But the problem is, it says beferish that Moshe Rabbeinu was terrified of chema. And that was much later. Ki agarti mipnei ha'af v'ha'chema. And this was by the time of the Egel. So apparently chema was still alive and kicking. Well, it could be that they're two dargas chema. Maybe they were trei chema havi. So there were two malachim that had different madregas of chema. V'boisema, or it could be that these were the leftover agents and the armies, the chayalim, the gunda de chema. So the fighters that were working for chema, they were still on duty. And Moshe Rabbeinu was frightened of them. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Gidola Mila. So this is really, we had this in the Mishnah, but it's slightly more detailed. She'in lecha mishin nitasek b'mitzvot ke'Avraham Avinu. We find no one who was more involved in mitzvahs than Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu had to figure out all of these mitzvahs, which meant that he had to put every ounce of his chashiva and working everything out. So Mela, people who know about the mitzvahs, they do mitzvahs, but you can imagine the difference of Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula before it was even given. That's extraordinary. And nonetheless, Lo Nikra Tamim Ela Al Shem Mila, until he was able to be Mekayim Mila, you find that he isn't called Tamim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him. He Talech Lefanai Ve'yei Tamim. And that is, of course, in the context of Vetna Briti Beinu Veinechas. You see that the Tmimut is in terms of Brit Mila. Davar Acher Gedola Mila, Sheshikula Keneged Kol Mitzvot Sheba Torah, Shenemar Ki Al Pi HaDvarim HaEla. Now, this is a little bit of weird, because that Pasuk, to say that that is specifically Al Pi HaDvarim HaEla and Karati Machem Brit, that refers to Brit Mila, is not really, in any way persuasive. If you take a look at the round on the Mishnah, the Pasuk says the getter is the Hine Dam HaBrit Asher Karat Hashem Yimachem Al Kol HaDevarim HaEla. So you see that Dam HaBrit is specifically Kol HaDevarim is all of the Inyonim in the Torah. So that's a little bit more persuasive. Pliga. Now another pshat. G'day Lamila is because Imlo Briti Yomam V'Layla Chukot Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Samti. So their lon is Kaimu Shemayim V'Aretz. That means without Mila, there wouldn't have been any way to provide for my separations. But that is actually a machlokas, because that's Pliga the Rebbe Lozer, the Omer Rabbi Elazar. That pasuk is a reference to Torah, G'day L'Torah, She'ilmalei Torah. As we've seen many times, the interrelationship in terms of bris, the bris on Tera and the bris on Mila, seem low bris, yom of a laila, chukot shemayim v'aretz lo samti, he takes it as a dover poshet, that this is a reference to the bris on Tera. Om rev yod omarav, misha'ash amalo ha-kadosh baruch hu lav, ram avinu italech lefanai ve'ye tamim, he felt that, oh my God, what have I done wrong? I mean, I was never told that before. I thought that I was doing okay. All of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, fix yourself up, buddy. Oh my God, like, what did I do? So he starts thinking, like, what could it be? Shema yesh bi davar meguneh? Must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen in me some kind of disgusting thing. Kivan shamalo v'etna briti v'ni v'necha nitkarra datos. When he saw that, Anurabha, this was something that he was unable to do himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Marbe his darga now in ways that he wasn't capable of doing, then he felt wonderful. Oh, this fantastic opportunity. Vayotzeo to achutza. So what does it mean, vayotzeo to achutza? That is the right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu that you're going to have a world full of children. So Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, I've already looked well into my mazel, and I see that I am not destined to have more than Yishmael. Ein li ela ben echad. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said to him, Tzei achutza, vayotzei oto achutza, he said to him, get out of this local astrology nonsense. Tzei mitztagninut shelcha. Ein mazal Yisrael. You're not dependent in these kind of silly things. And Klal Yisrael doesn't have any of this, of course, is the other element of Tmimut, remember. And this shows up in the following sugya, because the idea of Tmimut, as the Rambam brings it, is specifically to not have any kind of superstitious beliefs or involvement in anything that isn't actually clearly part of causality that you have a right to be thinking about and working with. So this works out very well, because then we're talking about, as Rabbi Yitzchak is about to say, the way that Tmimut addresses the fact that you are not dependent on these things. Om Rabbi Yitzchak kolam etamim atzmot. This is exactly the point. Somebody who conducts himself with Tmimut, so what is that Tmimut? So again, there are two different targets over here. We have the Poshita level, which Rashi takes, many of the Mepharshim understand that it simply means not to be Doresh Atidot. Actually, in context, as the Rambam points out, it's mashmeh very much not like that, because you are Dorish Latidot. It's just not by nonsense. You have to be Dorish Latidot through a Novi. Novi, Akimi Kirbech. And that's the Kamoni. That you can go and you can be Dorish Latidot. But you cannot be involved in anything that is not holistic. So therefore, the Rambam's amazing pshat on Tmimut is that the entire system has to hold together. If anything doesn't fit, so you have one crazy belief that does not actually jive with the system, and you say, okay, like, what's it going to hurt? This is the Rambam. That one thing destroys the system. Obviously, if you're allowing for nonsense in the middle of a life that is meant to make sense and is holistic, Tom, so then you no longer have to be moot. And as the Rambam points out, that one little thing is enough to have destroyed all of those generations that lost their ability to have any type of real understanding of what's going on. That's what brought ultimately to Avodah Zarah. That's why he has all of these dinim in Hilchos Akum. So therefore, somebody who acts b'tmimut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metameh mimo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him also from anything that would affect people in ways that are just because of their beliefs. Shenema im chasid tit chasad, im gibor tamim titamam. So you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, act with tmimut, with somebody who is tamim. Omer Rebbe Shaya, kol ha-matmim atzmo sha'a omedet lo. A person who actually doesn't get involved in planning the future and having everything worked out for him. That's the guy that things work out for. Shenemar yitalech lefanai ve'yeh tamim, which is followed by vayita la'av amon goyim. You do that, and the future is going to work. Omar Rebbe, kol ha'menachesh, people who try to work out the future, lo nachash, that person is basically opening him up himself to the type of random and even evil types of futures. That's the Gemara, remember, that we had in Pesachim, that anybody who thinks about these things, you worry about Shadim, the Shadim start worrying about you. That's basically how, if you're chayshid about these things, so then you will be affected by these things. You're opening yourself up to these things. You see this all the time, right? People, they get weirder and weirder, the more, and weirder things happen to them, the more they believe in weirdness. So this is exactly what the Gemara is saying. This is amazing, the pshat of the Marsha on this Gemara is it's great. So Rebbe says, lo nachash, he is actually going to be chased after by all of these nechashim. Where do we see this? Shenemar ki lo nachash b'Yaakov. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean ki lo nachash? The Gemara thought that he was bringing Uriah from lo, as if it's written, la midvav. Lo nachash. Kol ha'menachesh, lo nachash. Yeah, it says lo nachash, which is absurd, because it says lo nachash with an olive. Asks the Gemara, so, I mean, doesn't it say lamed aleph? Lamed aleph, Ktiv? How can you bring Uriah to lo? So everybody understands the Gemara starts here in a way that, like, doesn't have anything to do with the Gemara, right? So the teretz is mida keneged mida. Okay, so, yeah, it's time. It was just a sephara. And Rebbe, what happened to Rebbe? He got a little confused. Maybe he was bringing the wrong pasuk. My God. The Marsha's Masber is like one of the most brilliant Marsha's ever. So, what does he say? This pasuk is in context of Bilam's lo halach likrat nechashim, right? He did not go. All of a sudden, he's not going likrat nechashim. Why not? Ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, because he saw if they're not menachesh, it's not going to help me to go after nechashim. So that was the raya, was from the olive. And that's the pshat, that it's mida keneged mida. Bilam realized it would be mida keneged. He's not going to be able to shail it on Klal Yisrael with nechashim, because lo nachash b'Yaakov. What a difference. Okay, that's the pshat. Excellent. All right. Tani Ahava Bereda Rebbe Zira. Kol Adam Shank, boy, if you imagine getting away with that name today. Whew, even Karlbach wouldn't be able to do that. So anyway, it's certainly not for a boy anyway. Right? So good old Ahava, the son of Rebbe Zira. Kol Adam Sheino Minachesh, a person who doesn't engage in that type of thinking about the future and how's it going to figure out what's going to happen and so on and so forth. So what he is zeichetu, machlisimato b'mechitza, shafilu malachai asharei sen miyacholim nekanez b'teicha. He is allowed to enter, le'asid lavai, a space that even the malachai asharei are unable to understand and to be able to relate to. Where do we see this? Ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, v'lo kesem b'Yisrael, and how does the pasuk continue? Who's asking that? The Malachim, they have to come to Yisrael to ask, so what's going on over there, you know, because you're the only guys that know anything. We don't know. So you see clearly that it's dependent in Lo Nachash. Beautiful. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Mipnei ma ne'enash Avram Avinu v'nishtabdu banav lo Mitzrayim atayim ve'ezer shanim. מפני שעשה הנהגריה בתלמידי חכמים, שנמה ויורק את חניכיו, ילידי ביתו. So what happened over here? The reason that he was punished with Golos Mitzrayim is because he used his Talmidim that were sitting and learning, and he took them out to go and to do battle. When he found out about the Milchemet, the Abat Melachim, and the Chamisha Melachim, and they had captured Lot, and so he decided he's going out. So what does he do? So he gets his his chanichav, who are yilidei beito, and that means that he took all of the people that had been learning Torah from him. So memela, that would mean that he utilized them for something that they didn't have a right to, that wasn't what he was supposed to be doing. So memela, he needed to go, his children needed to go and to see that when they don't know how to fight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fights for them. Shmuel Amar, no. It's because he overdid it. There's such a thing as presumptuousness. That's the pshat, he frees. You know, you assume you can get away with things. You know, I can ask the type of questions that is really inappropriate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you all of this, and you noch ask, b'may daki rashena, what's wrong with you? So that, you want to know, b'may daki rashena, yado ete daki, geri ezaracha, you'll find out. This is how you'll find out. Rabbi Yochanan says, shifrish b'nei adam, l'ganes tachat kanfei hashchina. He had an opportunity, his whole life was being machmes people tachas kanfei hashchina. That's the idea of the tchila legerim. Abraham, he was the first one that recognized coming into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzi, I see that the showings on Sesame Street on Mitzvah Shabbos are rather grumpy. What happened? Maybe you need a little bit more of that sweet-smelling stuff for Avdola. I see that the Neshama Yisera has left you stranded. If you have the new Zoom, I can pass you some stuff. I don't think most people don't have it, though. All right. So where was Avram Avinu? All of a sudden, he doesn't take people that were... He could have taken them. He had them already. So can you imagine when the Melech Sodom comes to him and he says, you give me the people and you keep all of the financial things. Avram should have said, well, you're crazy. You take the money and I'll take the people. If I take the people, so then I'll be able to be machmes them tachas kanfei hashchina. What did he give into them for? Vayorek, and going back to the pasuk of Vayorek et chanichav yilidei beito. So that means, Vayorek means that he got them totally involved in it. So what did he get them involved in? So Rav Amar, no, it means that he poured them out, Vayorek. Not that he took them for something good. He poured them out. What was it that he poured them out? Meaning he poured out the Torah from them. Because they had to stop learning. There's two approaches, but that's the pshat that Ron suggests. But he brings also that it means the other way. But Torah means the horikan, that he got them totally involved by telling them, Tamidei Chachamim, you know, they'll take care of this. It's nothing. You'll go out for a couple of hours. You'll blow these people up. It's no big deal. And then you'll go right back to learning. So that he utilizes the Koyach HaTorah to be the reason that they should actually go out and fight. So two approaches. Shmuel Amar, Shohrikan, Bizahav. So, because remember, Zahav is called Yarok, Yirakrak. And that idea is because that the color of gold in Lashon HaKodesh is Yarok. So yellow gold. So Vayorek means that he gave them lots of money, and you know, it's worth it to go out. And then it continues on to say, how many of these chanichav yilidei beto were there? Shmona asar v'shlosh meot. Om Rabami Baraba. This means that Eliezer Eved Avram was kineged all of the others. Because he is the gematria of exactly that, 318. As a matter of fact, there's Samutaina. There weren't 318. There was just Eliezer. And he was the 318 that it says over here who were Yelid Beiso, which means that they were Avodim like Eliezer. Yomer Bambi Baraba, this is the basis of this, obviously, is that we're talking about the gematria. Because Chushbane Achiyavin, his name in gematria is 318. Once we're talking about already gematrias by Rabami Baraba, there's something else that you could see about a gematria that opens up the idea of Avram Avinu, that he must have been 3 years old when he was Makirat Boro. Shenemar Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli, And Akev is Gematria, 172. But Avram lived for 175. So that means that the first 3 years of his life, he hadn't yet been able to be Omed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was unable, therefore, to say Akev that he was Shomei LeKoli, because he didn't know Koli yet. And another Gematria of Rav Ami Bar Abba, the Omer Rav Ami Bar Abba, the word Hasatan equals Begematria Bechushbanei Tlat Me'avashitim V'arba. So 364, and from there we learn elsewhere that that means that on Yom Kippur, the Satan doesn't have any power to be Mekatreg, because there's one day of the year, one day out of the 365 days, that he doesn't have Koyachan. V'omer Rav Ami Bar Abba. Notice that initially, how do we call Avram? Avram. And then afterwards, how do we call Avram? In terms of the Ksiva particularly, so we could see the Gematria, he becomes Avraham. So take a look at the Gematrias. B'tchila, himlicha kadosh baruch hu, 243 evarim. So originally, Avram Avinu was only a actual melech over not all of his Evorim, but only 243 Evorim, which is the Gematria of Avram. When you add the Hey to Avraham, you cover his entire organism. So you have Matayim V'arba'im U'shmona Evorim. So this gives him additional Malchus over himself, because originally he could not control what his eyes saw, could not control what his ears heard, and could not control how it is that he sexually responded to things. But with this new hay, he was given the keach to be a melech over his einayim, his oznayim, and rosh hagviha. So that gave him, that's the power also of the mila that was given to him. Yomer bami baraba, my dichtiv, ir kitanim, kitana v'anashim ba ma'at, ubal el melech gadol. This is the whole story in Kohelet, of the city, the little city, and then this big king comes, v'savavota, uvanaleo mitzodim gidolim, and people gave up. They're surrounded by these works that are going to break down the entire city. And then came along, uvala ish miskein, that was matzil, the entire ir b'chochmato. And then lo zachar ish miskenaze. So what is this referring to? So ir ketana refers to a human being. Anashim ba ma'at, that's referring to the evorim that inhabits that, all the different parts of that body. Uboila melech gadol v'savavota. Who's the melech gadol? The yetzer hara takes over everything. Ubonela matzadim gidolim. So you got all of these works of siege weapons and everything, and they're trying to kill you. And these are the avonos of a person, that they create more and more barriers to the individual's ability to respond. Umatzaba yish miskein chacham. Who is the poor man who's smart? That's the Yetzer Tov. He's very poor because he doesn't have much power. Umilatu et ha'ir b'chochmato. He saved the entire city. How did he do that? With tshuva and ma'asim tovim. And then, Adam lo zachar et isha miskeno. Nobody remembered the poor guy. What does that mean? Because when a person is captured by the Yetzer Hara, he can't even think about the Yetzer Tov. Let the mitkarli, nobody remembers at that time the Yetzer Tov. Ha-chuchma to'oz lechacham mi'asarar shelitim asher ba'ir. So chuchma itself makes this is all part of the same story, basically, makes him more powerful than even 10 different, specifically shalitim, I guess you'd call shalitim, generals. So what is this chokhmah? So like we said, the Isha Miskein was matzil the year b'shchokhmato. That's a reference to tshuva u'maisim tevin. That's a chokhmah to ozl chacham. So it doesn't matter how many siege engines he's surrounded by and how many works against the city. Everything can change just with Shuvah Maisim Tovim. And who are these 10 Shlitim? Those are the Shtei Einayim, and the Shtei Oznayim, and the Shtei Yadayim, and the Shtei Raglayim, and the Rosh HaGviyah, and the Peh. So those are the things that are so often used to do bad things with. And he's more powerful to Ozel Chacham than all of those 10 things. Om Rabbi Zechari, Mishum Rabbi Shmo, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Tzik Una Mishem, Shenemar V'hu Kohen Le'el Elyon. So now we're going back to talking about Avram Avinu and that war. So in the course of that war, we find that he meets up after the victory, meets up with Malki Tzedek. And it says over there, and Malki Tzedek was shame, and it calls him Kohen Le'el Elyon. And then we find that actually he was no longer the Kohen. We don't find that the Kohuna comes from shame, it's called, the kohuna comes specifically through Avram Avinu, as we'll see. So, kivan shigdim birkat Avraham le birkat makom. So, since Malki Tzedek first said Baruch Avram before he said Baruch El Elyon, so HaKadosh Baruch said, this is not a kohen, forget it, man. So, he decided that the kohuna has got to come through Avram Avinu. Shenemar vayevarcheu vayomar baruch Avram le'elyon k'nei shemayim v'oretz uvaruch elyon. So Avram said to him, what's the matter with you? V'chi magdimim birkat ha'eved le'birkat kono miyad netana le'Avram. So Kodesh Baruch Hu immediately transferred it and he gave it over to Avram Avinu. So even though Shem was basically the first one that really gave over all of the inyanim of the Torah and Shira and so on of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because of that, he was ready to be Mevorech Avraham because this would be a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam. But Avram Avinu, he was on the Madrega in which it's a given HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. So all of these manifestations, they don't mean anything more than the Etzem Metzias, which it was that Avram was Makir from the time he was 33 to the time that he was 40.
And this was the mistake of the Tevah Zara, this type of issue.
Perhaps. I wouldn't want to Chas V'Shalom accuse Ad Kedei Kach, but it's certainly Nagea, yeah. Shenemar Nu'um Hashem, so this is a very interesting pasuk, where we see that HaKadosh Baruch seems to have taken it away specifically. So what does it say over there? Nu'um Hashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed Ladoni to my master, meaning to Avram Avinu. You shev li yamini, stay right here by my right hand, ad ashit oyevecha hadom raglecha. So I'm going to make your enemies, I'm going to make them like a footstool. And then, what does it say after that? It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him in the milchoma. Ubatre k'tiv nishpa Hashem v'lo yinachem atakoin lo'olam al divrati Malki Tzedek. You are going to be the kohen because of the way the Malki Tzedek spoke. Unbelievable. So you see clearly al diburai shel Malki Tzedek because of, as Rav Barnea explained, maybe that's a good explanation, the sense that it could have caused mistakes, could have caused people to look at manifestations more than the underlying awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in any event, whatever it is, you see clearly it's such a beautiful pasuk. Al diburei shel Malki Tzedek. V'hainu dechtiv, v'hu kohen le'el elyon. It's say, v'hu kohen, it means hu kohen ve'en zaro kohen. There was no zechus to the kohuna, and the keter kohuna had to come specifically through Avram Avinu and not through Malki Tzedek. So we often find that there could be an inyan of a zechus to a thing, but not to the keser of that thing. And mamela, it's not something that is the fullness and the permanence of that zechus. Hadron aloch arba'a nidorim. Well, I assume we'll be getting into this exciting new parak tomorrow, but we could certainly do the Mishnah. Ein beina mudar hana'amicha v'ro, l'mudar himenu ma'achal. So let's say somebody makes someone usher for Hanor. He's not allowed to be nene from him, or vice versa. Or the same two individuals are separated by a neder that says, seems to say, we're going to see in the Gemara, it's not what it means, but seems to say, I asur my food on you, or I asur your food on me. So the only difference between them, I think, what do you mean? The only difference between them? I mean, everything is different. The only thing that's asur would be food, right? So the Gemara is going to explain that when it says ma'achal, it does not mean food alone. And we'll see why. It has, depends on how the neder is phrased. But assuming that the meaning of the neder is that anything that might lead to your ability to eat, which means that if I save you money, then you could be able to go and use that for food. Or if I lend you a frying pan, you could use that to make yourself an egg and eat, and so on and so forth. So basically, you have to think, I mean, like, what would not be included in that? If it means ultimately anything that could lead you to hanov machal, the difference would be either I want to cut through his yard. Cutting through his yard is not going to bring me any closer to ma'achal, at least not most of the time. The Gemara is going to think about times where it might. So if I mudar hana'a, I can't cut through your yard. And the other thing is kelim sheino simbo melchal nefesh. Things that have no usage for food, those would be the difference. So that's because of that, amudar ma'achal mechavro, you can't lend him anything that would be useful for food. And therefore, you cannot lend them things, even though they're like a step before eating. You can't even lend them a sieve or a sifter or a grinder or an oven. What you could do is you could lend them maybe a bathrobe, you know, or a ring, or you could give them a talis, or maybe give them some earrings. Those kind of things you can't make food out of. Okay, tomorrow we'll go over this again, Bezrat Hashem, and get a deeper sense of the Mishnah. Just wanted to whet your appetites for the exciting new issues coming up. And wishing you, meanwhile, a Shavua Tov, Hine El Yeshua Si, Eftach, V'lo Efchad. And it's wonderful to see you all again. Kol Tov.